I'll do my best, sir.
That's all we can ask of you. What we expect is a different story.
In no time at all, they reached the commoner's expansive technical storeroom. Lorin gazed hungrily at row after row of clean armor shells, up-to-date weapons, and apparently endless cases of ammunition. She knew this wasn't a big ship, so the stores weren't as extensive as she imagined, but it was so much more than she had seen in a long time. She almost wept.
Here we are. Sergeant, these two new lieutenants find themselves sorely under-provisioned. Make sure they're equipped with everything they need. And do it on the double.
Yes, Major Cha.
The swarthy sergeant took charge of Lorin and led her into paradise.
What about the Mandalorian?
Axe asked when the stunned troopers were gone.
What role does he play in all this?
She hadn't forgotten her vow.
I will kill you, Douse Driver, or die trying.
Apart from supplying any other intel he might have,
said the captain,
I expect him to join the fighters sweeping hexes from orbit.
It might be difficult keeping him out of play, said one of her officers. Mandalorians love nothing better than a good fight.
He's done a very good job of staying out of this one, said the Padawan with a shrug. Maybe he'll be content with that.
Axe kept her feelings to herself. She would be hundreds of kilometers away from them then, intent on destroying the droid's coordinating intelligence. But she would advise her master to keep an eye on Striver's scout, in the hope that it strayed too close to an Imperial ship. In the chaos of combat, missiles often went astray. She wanted him dead, even if she couldn't deliver the killing blow herself.
One of our signals officers believe the hexes identify us by our transponders, said another alien on the captain's staff. We could feather our drives, confuse them.
Better yet, said the Padawan, we could avoid drives entirely.
What do you mean?
Shuttle to low orbit, freefall straight down from there, then shoot onto the targets.
Axe was impressed. She liked that plan, despite herself.
It could work. We'll show up on radar, of course, but they won't know what we are. Toss out a bit of junk with us, and they might even mistake us for debris.
The captain was nodding.
Excellent. The only thing left to decide is who has overall authority.
There was another awkward silence. Axe had known this moment was coming.
Darth Kratos or Colonel Kalish. We have the bulk cruiser.
But we have more ships,
said Captain Pippoliti.
Master Shan should make the call, said the Padawan with perfect predictability. Her foresight is legendary.
Does she know how this is going to end?
Axe asked him.
I do not, the Grandmaster said. But I do know that we'll never agree on this point. I suggest we give someone else the authority to oversee this engagement. Not the details, but the key strategic moments. Someone we have already trusted to act as a go-between in difficult circumstances.
All eyes turned to Envoy V.E.
I would be honored, of course, he said. But
Darth Kratos will accept this proposal, said Axe,
enjoying the way the traitor squirmed.
So will I, said the captain.
On one condition,